This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Friday afternoon, the two major party Arkansas candidates for the United States Senate sat across a table from each other inside the Peabody Hotel in Little Rock. Incumbent Blanche Lincoln, a Democrat, and Republican Congressman John Bozeman participated in what has been billed as their first official debate of the campaign season. A previous meeting in Hot Springs had been called a forum. During Friday's debate, the candidates took 8 questions from a panel of journalists. And full disclosure here, I was one of the panelists invited to participate. And in the second half of the debate, asked each other a series of questions. The debate was organized by Talk Business, and Roby Brock, the publisher of Talk Business Quarterly and TalkBusiness.net, served as moderator. Topics covered during the nearly 90-minute debate included taxes, energy issues, health care, and Social Security. Through this week on Ozarks at Large, we'll hear some of the exchanges between the candidates. We begin today with the first question asked in the debate by John Brummett, a political columnist for Stevens Media. His question was first directed to Congressman Bozeman. Senator Lincoln then responded, and both candidates followed up with more thoughts.
Congressman, the main dynamic in this race seems to be that Senator Lincoln is well positioned to direct money to the state as Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman, and you are part of a Republican moratorium on spending. That seems to be the major difference. Does that not mean that you're asking the people of Arkansas to send you to the Senate so you can deliver less for them than Senator Lincoln would?
No, not at all. The Republicans have placed a moratorium on earmarks because we've got to decide what an earmark is. You have situations like the Teapot Museum, and then you have other situations that I worked very hard to get the earmarks for the Ozark Dam to retrofit the turbines there so that when the power is bought, for every dollar that the government spends, we get $1.40 back. That's good spending. That's where it needs to be directed. So we need to look at it. Right now, the deficit is such that we're going to spend almost $1.5 trillion in deficit this year. It's unsustainable. Everybody says that. But we have to take the steps. We've got to get on the stick and actually do something about this. Admiral Mullen testified before Congress a few weeks ago. They asked him what the greatest threat was to our national security. He didn't say Al-Qaeda. He didn't say Iran or radical Islam. He said the greatest threat to us was the debt, that in a few short years, the interest on the debt would actually be more than we spend on defense. So no, I don't think that's true at all. You have to have a balance. Certainly there are good projects. I've worked hard to bring those in the past. Right now, though, we do have to draw the line. We've got to get serious about the spending. If not, then we're going to bankrupt the country. Seniors have figured out if the president bankrupts the country, there is no money for Social Security. There is no money for Medicare or anything else.
Senator Lincoln, you have 90 seconds.
Well, I think it's important to look at deficits, and there's no doubt that I've supported deficit reduction, whether it is in the bipartisan debt commission, whether it's the willingness to vote for a constitutional amendment to balance the budget, or to look at spending cuts, which I have supported. And I have been certainly willing to look at spending cuts that make a difference, programs that are inefficient, things that we just can't afford right now. But the fact is, these are budgeted dollars. They are paid for dollars that provide us as Arkansans in a small rural state an ability to equalize what it is that we get from the federal government. We send more money to Washington than we get back, and as a state we have an opportunity, and as a senator I have an opportunity to fight hard for these programs that mean a lot for Arkansas. It is the great equalizer. We can't compete with larger states who go for grant dollars and agency dollars that we don't have the capacity to go for. But this is a place where we can actually make a difference as an equalizer. These are dollars to Arkansas that make a difference. If he's going to continue a moratorium through the time that we have a debt, it's going to be a moratorium next year and the year after. The fact is Arkansas in the 3rd Congressional District got $0 in the House Transportation Appropriations Bill because it wasn't requested. I think it's important for us as a state to stand up for those budgeted dollars that are paid for, that are important to infrastructure projects in Arkansas. I have no problem with reforming the program, and I've done that. I put my name beside anything I request. It's in the public, and it's visible to everybody.
All right. Under the terms of the debate, you have 60 seconds to respond.
Well, the moratorium is until early next year. And at that time, and again, this is just on the House Republican side. This does not apply to the Senate. The Senate Republicans have not decided to do this. But in regard to the House Republicans, which I supported, It applies to early next year, and then they will get on the stick. Now, Senator Lincoln accused our lieutenant governor of getting us in a situation where the unions were trying to buy our state. Now we have a situation where President Obama is running all around the country to every Democratic district in the country, doling out millions of dollars. So same thing is going on here. The reality is, though, this is not union money, this is your money. It is not paid for. 42 cents of every dollar that we're spending right now is deficit spent. That's adding to the debt, and again, at some point, that money simply has to be paid back.
Senator Lincoln, you may rebut.
Well, I don't think running around, I don't see anybody running around giving us money. We fought hard for money in these appropriations processes for whether it's the Bella Vista bypass or whether it's the REAP grant programs that for rural energy assistance programs. If you're looking at libraries and the library needs that we have across this state, those are programs we fight hard for. In those dollars through the appropriations process that are budgeted and paid for, we do fight hard. The problem is this year, I had no help on the House side. Congressman's right, he's helped in years past, and maybe he'll help in years future. I don't know what kind of agreements he's gonna ask or sign on to. But the fact is he signed on with his party above his state and his congressional district, and they're getting nothing out of that transportation bill, and I'm gonna have to carry the whole load from the Senate side to make sure that we do get our fair share.
The major party candidates for the U.S. Senate seat that Arkansas voters will determine in November's election. John Bozeman and Blanche Lincoln participated in a debate at the Peabody Hotel in downtown Little Rock Friday afternoon. Tomorrow on Ozarks at Large, we'll hear the candidates' thoughts about tax cuts created during the President Bush administration and which, if any, should be extended. And you can hear another question and answer from the debate at ozarksatlarge.com. The debate was organized by TalkBusiness.net. Support for Roby Brock and Talk Business coverage of Arkansas business and politics is provided by Hendricks College, a residential undergraduate liberal arts college. Learn more at hendricks.edu/odyssey. And the Little Rock National Airport at fly-lit.com, where travelers can book air, car, and hotel reservations online, track flights, and check the weather. Mobile phone access is also available at fly-lit.com/mobile. And Bank of the Ozarks, offering the tools and services to make Arkansas businesses work. More information is available at bankozarks.com.